Folks, we're going to make a start. It's good to see you. It's a lovely sight just to come into the pulpit and look down and see the children of our Sunday school. God has truly blessed this congregation with many, many children and young people. And the children that are sitting here are mostly from the Ballymoney area. And we have some of the children that are from Ukraine. And it's lovely just to get them together. We've got a Ukrainian Sunday school class now, and they meet every week with the other children. I want to thank parents for sending the boys and girls along. I want to thank the teachers and the Sunday school superintendent, as we did this morning, for all the hard work that they put in week by week to make Sunday school what it is. Reverend Gallagher is here tonight, and his dear wife Beulah, and we welcome them especially as part of the congregation. We're going to sing together our opening hymn, 695. It's a children's hymn. I am so glad that our Father in heaven tells of his love in the book he has given. Wonderful things in the Bible I see. This is the dearest that Jesus loves me. Just remain silent for the verse. Thank you. one of the most simple declarations, but yet profound. One of the greatest theological exclamations that we can say, that Jesus loves me. And with that thought ringing in our minds and hearts, we want to pray and seek the Lord tonight. Let's call upon his name. Heavenly Father, we still our hearts in thy presence now, in the all-precious name of the Savior. We thank thee for the one who loved us and gave himself for us. And we meet here because of Calvary, because of the great work of redemption. We're here to worship God primarily. And we pray that as this children's evening takes place, that we might see the Lord in those things that the children do and what they say and sing. May the Lord's name be uplifted and may much be made of our dear Savior. We thank thee for this wonderful truth that Jesus loves me. We can say with the Apostle Paul that he loved me and he gave himself for me. Thank thee for the demonstration of that love in the giving up of his life upon the cross of Calvary, when Jesus took our place and he died in our guilty room instead. Greater love hath no man than this. And Lord, we thank thee for that day when Christ was taken by cruel hands, when he was brought before the judgment, when he was sentenced to death and dragged outside the walls of Jerusalem, and there upon that center cross was crucified for our sins. We praise you tonight afresh that he died the just for the unjust, that we might be brought to God. He took the sinner's place fully, really, and came out victoriously. He purchased eternal redemption for his people. And Lord, as we hear tonight the gospel message and our brother Phil comes to bring the children's address, we pray that we will see Christ, that we will see him in his great redemptive work. And sure, there be those who know not the Lord in this gathering tonight. Speak to their hearts, open their hearts to gospel truth, and help them to see that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and that no man can come to the Father but by him. Thank thee for our boys and girls off the Sunday school. Thank thee for our teachers and for their faithfulness week by week. Thank thee for the opportunity that they have to gather the children around their feet and just to teach them the Word of God. We praise you that the Word of God is quick and it's powerful and it's sharper than a two-edged sword. And what we teach is the Bible. And Lord, we thank thee for the great truths that are contained therein. We pray that you'll bless our teachers, bless the families that are represented, mums and dads and family members that are here. We give you thanks for their willingness to send out their children to the Sunday school. So, Lord, we commit ourselves to thee tonight. Remember all that are in need. Some, Lord, need a special touch of the Master's hand tonight. Lord, do be with them, we ask in Jesus' precious name. Amen. We want to give you a very warm word of welcome. And in order to facilitate that happening, Harry Moore, who made you so welcome this morning, is going to come and do the same tonight and welcome this congregation. Harry.
Welcome to the house of God. For this our children's day, may God speak to every heart through all we sing and say.
Thank you, Harry, for doing that very important task. Everybody now feels very welcome to Children's Night. We come to a duet, I Love the Bible, and Charlie Borland and Caleb McConaughey are going to come and sing.
Thank you.
Caleb. We come to a recitation piece entitled Colours. Faye Campbell, Casey Connor, Isabella Stewart and Lexi McGugan. I'll ask these young ladies to come forward, please. Thank you.
Red is for the blood he gave, green is for the grass he made.
Yellow is for the sun so bright, orange is for the edge of night.
Black is for the sins we made, white is for the grace he gave.
Purple is for his hour of sorrow, pink is for a new tomorrow.
Thank you, ladies, for doing that. We come to a trio, Why Not I? Talisha Christie, Skye Craig, and Eden Hannah. Thank you. Thank you very much, girls, for singing tonight, singing so sweetly. We come to a recitation now, I Turn to Jesus. Arthur Newell, Kegan Milligan, Lewis McConaughey, and Robert Watley.
Sometimes I get discouraged and a tear comes down my eyes. Sometimes life doesn't seem fair and I can't understand why.
Those times are when I turn to Jesus, he listens to my prayers, and suddenly the way is easier, a problem is not so hard to bear.
He doesn't promise earthly treasure if we follow in his way. He does promise to fulfill our needs each and every day.
So let me walk a little closer, Lord. I know you love me, so when problems are overwhelming, I have a friend who knows.
Thank And I thank the gentlemen for taking part tonight. Come to the children's choir, and it's always lovely to hear from the Sunday School Combined Choir. We'll ask the children to come forward and to sing a piece entitled Praise. Thank you.
God is so good.
good problem that it takes a while to get them up and a wee while to get them down again. But that's the blessing of God upon the church, giving to us all these children in the Sunday school. Wesley was telling me this morning we have 120 enrolled in the Sunday school, and many of the children are here tonight. May the Lord help us to praise the Lord, to serve the Lord at all times, whether it's in the morning or the noontime or right till the sun goes down, and give us that grace to serve him every day. We have a report now on the Sunday school camp, and Kyle Connor is going to come and give that report.
I want to tell you all about Sunday School Camp. If you've never been, you don't know what you're missing. There are lots of fun activities such as high ropes, caving, and climbing walls. It's always lots of fun with our friends. But the best part is the meetings, where we learn more about new things about God. Sometimes we have a time of testimony, and prayer meetings too. The tuck shop is always very popular. Now, we don't always get a lot of sleep. Some people say it's like heaven. There is no night. I've been at camp twice, and I would definitely recommend coming to camp this year.
Thank you, Kyle. The Sunday school camp's always a very nice time, a lovely time with the children. And this year, I think some of our Ukrainian friends are coming. We look forward to it. Are there still places, Wesley? A few places. So parents, if you're intending to get your children to the camp in the month, there's forms in the hall. Get the forms filled in and back to us as soon as possible. Now we come to the Ukrainian children are going to sing again just now. We invite them to come up and participate. It's lovely to see these children. Some of them have been here now for 8 weeks, maybe nine. Just give them a special welcome tonight. Yeah. The memory verses. Okay.
Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Romans 10:13.
Thank you.
In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, Genesis 1:1.
All I can say is Slava Bogu, which is praise the Lord. The children are settled at school. It's been lovely to see the way that the schools have received them, and the headmasters of both the primary school and the secondary school have welcomed them so well. We have 11 primary school children settled in Kilmoyle, and we have 5 of the young people settled in the high school. So you pray for them. They've come under very difficult circumstances to Northern Ireland, and they're settling in. We're praying every day for these children and for these folks. Trust the Lord will bless them. You have to learn a little bit of Russian now. Russian is their first language because of where they live. You've got Kharkiv up in the northeast, and then you have the village where most of them are from, which is Sarysaltov. And then you have the Russian border. And so these children, they speak the Russian language. And we're learning words. I'm sure Elaine, who is their Sunday school class, is learning plenty of words in the Sunday school, like Dobry Utra, which is good morning, and Dobry Den, which is good day, and Dobry Noche, which is good night. And we mentioned Slava Bogu, which is praise the Lord. And if you want to ask them how they are, you just say to them, Kaktala, that's how are you? And they will say, Harishim, probably in reply. Thank you, children. We come to the scripture reading, and Charlie Newell is going to read God's word. And this is the last item on our program tonight. Thank you, Charlie.
Our reading tonight is 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 to 8. I charge thee, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they hate themselves, having itching ears. They shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure the afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing.
Thank you, Charlie, for reading the word of God and reading it so clearly and well. May the Lord bless his word to every heart. We bid you welcome, warm word of welcome, this beautiful Lord's Day evening to the congregation here and to our listeners on the internet. You might be tuning in tonight in sermon audio, Facebook or YouTube. We want to give you a warm word of welcome. Children's Day is also our prize distribution, and that will take place immediately after the service. So the children of Sunday school will receive their prizes. Supper will also be served, and everyone is welcome to stay for a cup of tea and something to eat. Tuesday morning is our Christian school's sports day. That's at 10 o'clock. You're welcome to come if you can. Thursday night, our normal midweek service will be a prayer service for the school, and it's half an hour earlier than normal at 7:30, and it will be held here in this building. And to encourage you to come, there's desserts at the end for everyone that's present, and of course the children of the school will take part. God willing, on Friday morning we leave for Romania 17 in number, going on an outreach trip until the 5th of July. So remember us in prayer those 12 days. Next Lord's Day, the prayer meeting is 8 a.m. I want you to note that the Sabbath school and the Bible class have now finished for the summertime. And the services next Lord's Day, 12, noon and 7, will be taken by Mr. Trevor Wiley, one of the elders from our Coleraine congregation. The prayer meeting is at 6:30 beforehand. These are all the announcements to make. We're going to sing the hymn 713 before Phil comes and brings the message. It is a thing most wonderful, almost too wonderful to be, that God's own Son should come from heaven and die to save a child like me. Beautiful words. Think about them as we sing them together. Thank you. Does everybody know what Sunday School Orange is? Put your hand up if you know what Sunday School Orange is. Okay, nobody. Sunday School Orange is really, really weak. All right, just a wee hint of orange in it. That's not what we got this morning. It was the four times the strength, and it looked like pure juice. And I know who is responsible, but I'm not going to mention his name tonight. Not going to mention it. So he said, that's the last time you're going to get juice. And we are reduced to water tonight, Phil. All right, just to the water. Thank you, Mervyn, for the water. If you give a cup of cold water in the Saviour's name, you'll not lose your reward. Very glad to have our clerk of session, Phil Moffat, and he's going to come now and bring the message to the children. Thank you very much.
Well, good evening, boys and girls, and what a joy and privilege it is for me to come along and to join in your Children's Day today. Now, I don't know how I got chosen to be the speaker this evening, but there's two things that I think of. The people were either barking mad who chose me, or they were pure geniuses. Fancy choosing an Englishman to speak to the boys and girls on the year of the Queen's Platinum Jubilee. And so we're going to have a look at a few things today, boys and girls. A few things that happened many, 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 many years ago, long before even I was born, and long before Wesley was born, there was a coronation in this land. And we're gonna look at a few of the things that took place on that occasion. Now, boys and girls, I don't want you going to sleep. Because you see, sometimes I come of a Sunday morning and Mr. Park's preaching away. And I look round the church and I start seeing people and they start dropping off. And then, boys and girls, the tongue comes out and they start dribbling. And I say to my wife, I say, look at Mrs. Park again. It's unbelievable. But boys and girls, they shouldn't have picked me, you know. I have to laugh. Because you see, Mr. Park came up into the pulpit today. And I had two books sitting here. And he put them to one side. He put them down. He was tidying up. And I thought to myself, that's what you think. So I just want to get a few things out. And then what we're going to do, boys and girls. You see, I thought Mr. Park was going to be away today. I didn't expect him to be here. And I thought, I'm going to change a few things about. You don't mind, brother, if I change just a few things. It might improve the look of the place. But what we're going to do is we're going to put a few things here. Because 70 years, boys and girls, our Queen has been on the throne. But you know what? I'm going to come down there where you are. And Wesley had a box of tricks this morning. Boys and girls, I've got a box as well. And everything that I'm going to say, near enough everything that I'm going to say, is in this box today. Now let's have a look. If I take the box here, let's get sorted. Just talk amongst yourselves, and I'll be with you in a moment. Oh, I'll tell you what we could do. Samuel's getting that sorted. Let me get this here, just in case we forget. And then I have another thing, boys and girls. Oh, are you all wearing new clothes today?
No.
No?
Yeah.
Well, listen this. Listen this. My wife got me a new waistcoat. And I said, well, I'm speaking to the boys and girls. Is there any possibility that you can get a little badge with the Queen on? And my wife said, leave that with me. She said, I'll get it sorted. There's bits I do like, and there's bits that I don't like. There's a frilly bit at the bottom, which I don't really think goes. I said, just a small batch. So she said, right, and boys and girls, I'm not too fussy about all of this bit. But anyway, what I'm going to do, I said, I just want, that was the smallest she could get. Anyway, give us a minute, boys and girls. Right, let's get this place sorted. Boys and girls, does anybody know who that is? Now, he is a Sabbath school teacher. Any ideas? He must be really old because look how crinkly the picture is. The camera had only just been invented.
It's you.
It's you. It's me. No, you had it right the first time. It's you. That's right. It's not me, it's you. Right, okay. Well, let's see. Do you know who this is? Oh, look at those big, big eyes. Any idea, boys and girls? Sharon? Let's see if you're right. Oh, yes, well done. Okay, let's have a look at this one. Oh, there's a trouble causer. Here we go. Who could this be? Any idea? No? Philip Moffat. Philip, this Philip. No, it's not me. I wasn't as ugly as that. No way. No way. Who do you think? Who? I can't hear. Mervyn, let's see. Oh, there we go. It was Philip all the time. Hasn't he improved? Hey? Who's this one? Now, she's a very, very quiet, withdrawn young lady. She's like a mouse. Cassia. Julie. How did you get that? It is Julie. It is Julie. Well, oh, wait a minute. Boys and girls, I think this guy is the best looking guy in the church. Take no notice of the girl. She's a bit of a dragon. But look at the lad. Who do you think the lad is?
You.
What made you think that? Hey! If we've got any sweets, give him a bag. That's right, that's me. Very good. Well, let's have a look. Does anybody... Now, this one's not in the church. You're going to have to think long and hard. The Queen. I don't know what made me pick that picture. I really don't, but that's a lovely picture. It's Her Majesty, the Queen. We're going to have a little bit of a talk today about what happened when the Queen became sovereign of our nation. You know, there's only one person that the Queen bows to, and that's to her sovereign, the Lord Jesus Christ. This man was the Queen's uncle many, many, many years ago. And boys and girls, he got up one day and he thought to himself, I don't want to be king anymore. He was king of the United Kingdom. And he said to himself, I just don't want to be king. I don't want to live by the laws. And so it was a big scandal at the time. The nation didn't know what to do. And yet the throne passed to his brother. His brother was the Queen's father. And this man, his name was George VI. And so he became the King of England. But boys and girls, that meant that his two children now were heirs to the British throne. It meant that his eldest girl, whose name was Elizabeth, would one day become our queen. And so there was young Elizabeth, when she was your age, boys and girls. And little did she know at that age that one day she would be the Queen of England. Well, it meant that because her dad was the king, they had to live in a big house. Does anybody know what this house is called? Buckingham Palace. That's where Her Majesty the Queen lives. Boys and girls, who thinks that Buckingham Palace has 100 rooms? Who thinks 200 rooms? Who thinks 300 rooms? Who thinks 400 rooms? I know you're keeping your hand up. You want to get it right. Boys and girls, listen to this. 775 rooms in Buckingham Palace. Just imagine playing hide and seek there. Hey, it would take 70 years to find the Queen. Listen this, boys and girls, 188 guest rooms. That means that you could bring your friends round, 188 of them, and have a sleepover in the palace. Just imagine that. And then, boys and girls, this is the best of all, I think. 78 bathrooms. That means when you come to use the bathroom, if somebody else is on the toilet, you can go to number 77 or 76. And so, boys and girls, it took, listen to this, 150 years to build Buckingham Palace. That means that the man that laid the foundation stones in the palace, he wasn't there to see the palace finished. So, one day, I went to the front door and I picked up an envelope. When I opened the envelope, boys and girls, it said, "We want you to come to Buckingham Palace and have tea." And I said to my wife, look what we've got here. An invite to Buckingham Palace. We were going to have butties in the backyard of the Queen of England. It was going to be wonderful. And so I went out and I got a new suit. And I looked absolutely superb. It took a while to get the wife right. But we got there in the end. And then we went down to Buckingham Palace. And I said, maybe we should pull up in a big limousine to the gates of the palace. And maybe we should have a chauffeur-driven limousine and he will let us out. And then, boys and girls, I saw how much money it was going to cost. And I said, we'll jump a cab instead. So we went to the palace and we felt very, very, very special. Just imagine being invited to the Queen's garden party. But when we got there, Mervyn and his missus were there. We felt very, very special. And they would have any pauper there. And Mervyn and his missus were there. And so we were able to have fellowship together. But listen this, boys and girls. See, leading up to the palace, as we drove in the taxi, there was a big red road called Pall Mall. And the tarmac's red because it gives the impression that you are now entering the presence of royalty. And so we drove up the road to the palace. But when I think, you know, boys and girls, of that magnificent place that we went to, when I think of how long it took to build 150 years and how many rooms it has in that palace. Who could remember how many rooms? 775. Do you know, it reminded me of what the Lord Jesus said about that place called heaven, the New Jerusalem, that place where God's people, where boys and girls, men and women, mums and dads, grannies and granddads will one day go if we trust Christ as our Lord and our Saviour here. And so, the Bible says that in heaven, boys and girls, it's not red tarmac in heaven. It's a street paved with pure gold. The Lord Jesus said 2,000 years ago, over 2,000 years ago, he said, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And so the Lord Jesus offers an invitation to boys and girls, to mum and dads, to call upon his name, and he's prepared for them a home in heaven that's taken him over 2,000 years. When we think what can be achieved in 150 years here. Well, Princess Elizabeth, her daddy became very, very poorly. And George VI, he got so poorly that one day, sadly, he died. It was way back on the 6th of February, 1952, and the announcement was made, the king is dead. God save the queen. It meant that the young Princess Elizabeth, she was now going to ascend to the royal throne. She was going to have responsibility as sovereign over 14 realms, over 54 Commonwealth countries. And you know, she made a very, very significant speech. She said this. Over 70 years ago, she said, I declare before you all that the whole of my life, whether it's long or short, will be devoted to your service. She was the queen who came to serve. Boys and girls, when I thought about that, I thought about the responsibility that she had. Then my mind turned to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Lord Jesus Christ, the supreme sovereign of the heavens and the earth. And you know, the Bible tells me that he took upon him the form of a servant. The queen came to serve, but my Savior took upon him the form of a servant. He was made in the likeness of men. The Bible says, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Now I need somebody to help me, and I spoke to Ava. I rung her daddy up through the week and I said, is there any possibility that Ava can help me? So where's Ava? Ava, you come up here. Give Ava a big round of applause. And Ava, I want you to sit on the royal throne there. Because when we heard that the king had died and a new queen was to come to the throne, it didn't just happen overnight, boys and girls. There had to be a lot of preparation. And so on the 2nd of June, 1953, it was a very, very special day for Her Majesty. Because that was the day that she was going to be crowned. That was Coronation Day. Do you know, there would be lots and lots of guests invited to the service. 900 in total. In fact, there was not only 900, There were 27 million people watching on television, and very few people had television in those days. I was speaking to Nan and George this morning at the early time of prayer. Nan told me we managed to get a TV for the coronation. They never had a TV, but her daddy brought home a TV, and all the family and other people in the street just gathered around the TV to watch this very, very special event of the crowning of a new queen. Boys and girls, 29,000 soldiers. 29,000 soldiers actually lined the streets in order to have the queen crowned. And what happened, boys and girls? There was a few things that happened that day, and this was one of them. They had to put on the queen a royal robe. Do you know, this isn't as good as the queen's robe, because the queen's robe was a lot bigger than this. Do you want to stand up? And I'll put this around our new queen here. Where are we? There we go. You sit down again. You might have to hold it. And so you see the robe there. Boys and girls, it was called an imperial robe. It was 6.5 meters long. That's half the length of this church. It weighed 15 pounds. It was a lot heavier than the robe that Ava has on. And it was made of pure silk and pure velvet. But you see, embroidered down each side, boys and girls, embroidered down each side in gold wire was ears of corn and wheat. And that was to represent the years of plenty that the Lord might be pleased to give the new queen as she reigned in the nation. But you know, when I looked at that robe and when I thought about that robe, I thought of another robe that's mentioned in Scripture. It's called the robe of righteousness, the garment of salvation. And boys and girls, what that simply means is this, that the Lord Jesus Christ will take away all my sin, my secret sins, my subtle sins, my scarlet sins. He'll take them away, and he's promised to bury them behind his back in the sea of his forgetfulness, and he will remember them against us no more forever if we put our faith and our trust in him. And so when I look at this robe, I think of the robe of righteousness that God gives to all those that call upon his name. Boys and girls, there was something else. Wowza. Look at that. This was presented all those years ago, and it was brought up, and it was handed like this. And you know what it was called, boys and girls? It was called the Sword of Mercy. Why would you call a sword of mercy? Well, you see, it was the sovereign's job to uphold justice. You see, when you see these judges around the land with those funny wigs, well, you see, they are there to uphold law and order, but it's the queen that is the supreme sovereign and ruler who reigns over justice and order in the land. Strange thing was this, boys and girls, that the sword that the queen was handed was blunt. It had been filed down, because whilst it was her responsibility to uphold justice, she had to extend the hand of mercy to those over whom she ruled. When I thought of that, when I thought of the sword of mercy, I thought of the Lord Jesus Christ again, you know. Because the Bible says that although he was born in abstract poverty, in a stable in Bethlehem of Judea, and although the cattle on 1,000 hills are his, and all the silver and all the gold are his, the Bible says he's rich in one thing. He's rich in mercy. He's a merciful God, and he's merciful to his people. And so, once this was presented, there was something else. Oh, boys and girls, look at this. Does anybody know what that was called? It was called an orb. There's the sword, and here's the orb. And this was placed into the queen's hand, and she had to sit there holding this golden orb. But you see, around the orb, boys and girls, were all precious jewels. There was diamonds, and there was sapphires, and emeralds, and rubies, and amethysts, and precious pearls. The orb symbolized the monarch's power in the earth. And it was broken up into three segments, which represented the ancient world, the ancient continents of the world. But you know, it was very, very symbolical of the God of heaven, because he holds the whole world in his hand. And you see all those jewels that were round about, all those jewels are mentioned when we get to the New Jerusalem, that place called heaven and home. And look what sits on top. What sits on top is the cross. And boys and girls, it was central. Central to the coronation. And it's central as far as this old world is concerned. Broken into three parts. Resembles the Godhead, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And you know, when I thought of the Queen, the Sovereign, holding the globe, a representation of the world, I thought to myself, do you know, the Bible says that my times are in his hands. You know, the God of heaven knew the day that I was going to be born, and he knew the day you were going to be born, boys and girls. And he not only holds the whole world in his hands, but he holds you and me in his hands. There was something else that was given to the queen on that day. Oh, look at this. And it was held in the other hand. And boys and girls, there was something else. Let me just see. I'll show you this in a minute. I'm not going to show it you just now. But this rod that was placed in the hand of the queen, it has its origins, it has its beginnings, boys and girls, way back in the Bible, in biblical days, because it represented the shepherd's staff. It's a part of the royal regalia, the royal insignia, and it represents both power, the power that the shepherd had over the sheep, and also love, the love that the shepherd had for the sheep. You see right at the top, boys and girls, there is a diamond. It looks like a heart shape. Just like this diamond. I bought this for the wife a few years ago. And I wanted to get it mounted. And she said, sure, if you get that mounted, I can't put my hands in my pockets. So we've had to leave it in the box. But you see that diamond?
This is going to blow your socks off. It's the largest diamond in the world. It came from South Africa, and it's called the Cullinan Diamond, after the man that found it, Thomas Cullinan. It's worth, now listen to this, £333,754,800, that diamond. And that's why it's kept in the Tower of London under lock and key, because it is the most expensive diamond in the world. Boys and girls, when it was sent to Britain, they sent it by post. Can you believe that? Can you believe it actually got here as well? They sent the most expensive diamond in the world by post. And again, if you look at the top of the scepter there, you'll see that the cross is there. It's most important, you see. Central in all that took place away back there in the coronation. And so, we then come to the big one. And it was the crown. What they had to do, boys and girls, they had to bring the crown. And it was identical. It didn't matter whether you look this way or that way or this way. It was symmetrical. That's a long word, isn't it? It was the same all the way round, and very, very, very heavy. It was 5 pounds in weight. Now, try this next week. When your mum goes out and gets 5 pounds of spuds for your Sunday lunch, try putting that on your head and walking around the house. It's very, very heavy, boys and girls. What happened is the crown was taken and it was placed upon the Queen's head. But what was central, boys and girls? The cross. The cross was central all the time. And you know, as I thought about the crown, the real crown has 444 precious jewels and stones and pearls around it. It's never, ever been valued. And it's not even insured, because nobody can insure the crown jewels. But you know, the remarkable thing was this, boys and girls. The commentators have said that when the Queen sat on the throne, and when she had all these diadems and all these jewels, it was over £5 billion worth of wealth that was sitting just there. You know, when I thought of that crown, I then thought of the crown that my Saviour wore. The maker and creator of the heavens and the earth, who went all the way to Calvary, and he never had a crown of glitter or a crown of gold. But boys and girls, he wore a crown of thorns, because he came to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. Whilst the Queen sat there and she had all these jewels, this was then taken from her. And this was then taken from her. And watch this, boys and girls. This was presented to our Queen. The Bible. Can you believe it? The Bible. And it was placed into the Queen's hands. And there she is on a throne there. And do you know what they said? They placed the Bible into her hands. And they said to the Queen of England that we want you to be mindful that this is the greatest possession that this world has to offer. Can you believe that, boys and girls? £5 billion worth of wealth, and yet the Queen is told that the Bible is the most precious thing that this world has to offer. It was Queen Victoria who said that the Bible is the secret of Britain's greatness. And so in this, the Platinum Jubilee year, let's be ever mindful, not only of the palace, but the place that the God of heaven has promised to all of those that put their faith and trust in him. Remember, boys and girls, the cloak of Christ's righteousness. He takes all our filthy sins away. He puts around us the robe of his salvation, the robe of his righteousness. He's a great God of mercy. Remember that sword? The sword of mercy. And where would any of us be this evening if it was not for the mercy of God in our life? Remember, it's he that holds the whole world in his hand. And the cross must be central in your life and in mine. Remember, he's a loving shepherd. And the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. And we heard in the reading earlier that the Apostle Paul could say to Timothy, I have fought a good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me in heaven a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me, and not to me only, but to all those that wait for his appearing. Remember, when you see that crown, think of the cruel crown. Think of the cross upon which the Savior died. He died that we might be forgiven. He died to make us good, that we might go at last to heaven, saved by his precious blood. I'm sure you all want to get your presents and your prizes now. So I want to thank you, boys and girls, for joining with us tonight. But you know, if anybody watched the Platinum Jubilee, you will have seen all those crowds. Who saw all the crowds around the palace? There was loads of people. And I phoned Wesley through the week, and I said to Wesley, Wesley, how many boys and girls have we got in the Sabbath school? He said, I think it's about 130. And I thought, I was going to get them a flag each. But 130. And then I thought, yeah, I'll get them a flag each. So boys and girls, all come up, because I want to do something with you here. All come up. Can the teachers bring them up and get them in that line? Because we're going to do something. I want you to sing a chorus. Love is a flag flown high from the castle of my heart. Can the teachers give some of these out? And we want to sing this, and we're going to, here we go. We're going to close by singing that chorus. Love is a flag flown high. Rose? Yeah, you can sing there. Okay. Here we go, boys and girls. Are we ready? Who hasn't got one? Here we go. Boys and girls. Here we go. I need to take them all off. Are we ready?
I think I know what one
is. Are you standing? Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Are we ready? Right, boys and girls, let's have a look. Can we have the teachers up as well? The teachers, can the teachers get up, please? Because I've got something for the teachers here. Right, boys and girls, are we ready? Okay, boys and girls. Now listen, we need to lift those flags. Are we ready? Love is a flag flown high. Love is a flag in the castle of my heart, from the castle of my heart, from the castle of my heart. Is a flag flown high from the castle of my heart, for the king is in residence. So let it fly in the sky, let the whole world know, let the whole world know, let the whole world know. So let it fly in the sky, let the whole world know that the king is in residence. Boys and girls, just think what we've been singing, and mums and dads as well, is the king in residence in your life and in mine. Take your seats and then you're going to get your prizes. And I'm going to hand over here to the Sabbath School Superintendent, Wesley.
Folks, we'll just settle down, please, and we'll close in a wee word of prayer. All right, let's have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we give thanks for being with us tonight. We thank thee for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the one who is sitting upon the throne of eternal glory. And we pray that you will bless your word, help us to remember the one that is there in heaven, and to prepare to meet him. We think of all these children and think of their mums and dads and all that are gathered here. And it is our longing of heart that we'll meet them in glory. We pray that you'll bring salvation to the hearts and lives of these children and to their families. And bless us as we just continue on for a little while and the prizes are given out. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. What we're doing tonight, just before the children get their prizes, we want to acknowledge some folks. We normally do this at the Sabbath School Social, but we're doing it tonight. And first of all, we want to acknowledge our pianist, Diane. Diane is going to come and sing now. Diane is a very faithful pianist, and we appreciate the work that she does week by week. So, Diane, if you'd like to come up, we'll make you come right up. God bless you. We want to also acknowledge our three organists, so Elaine, Melanie, and Sylvia, if they would like to come up as well, please. Most of you will not know, but Ernie Clinton and his wife are standing down at the end of this month. They have helped out with caretaking duties in the church hall and round the grounds, and we really appreciate the work that they do and have done for quite a few years. I'm assuming Ernie is here tonight. I'm going to make you walk up here too, Mr. and Mrs. Clinton. Thank you very, very much. It's all happening this year, isn't it? Between getting baptized and getting your P45. And there's something else I want to say by way of appreciation, and that is to Anna. Anna has been, in the truest sense of the word, a godsend to our congregation. Who would have thought that the Lord would place a Russian-speaking lady in this congregation so that when our Ukrainian friends came, there would be a translator right here? And so inside this little card, it says, "Dear Anna, in the providence of God, the Lord had you in the right place at the right time to help with our Ukrainian friends. You have been an excellent interpreter, helping out at our worship services, coming into the church to assist with translation work, indeed going the second mile in filling in forms and getting our friends to various appointments. Our Hebron church is indebted to you, and though you've done it unto the Lord, we want to acknowledge your labors in a small, tangible way. May God bless and reward you for your love and care in Christ." And that is from the entire congregation. Anna, do you mind coming up? And as you do so, maybe Elisa and Katrina will come up too, because we do appreciate the work that they have done. So anybody who wants to do Russian classes, see Anna and the girls, and they can teach you some words. Thank you very much. I'm going to hand it over to the Sunday School Superintendent, Wesley. And thank you, Wesley, and your teaching staff for all that they do in the church.
Well, boys and girls, you have been very good tonight and have done very well, and I'm not going to keep you very long. We're going to get to our prizes in just a moment, but before we do that, I want to say thank you to a few people. Okay, so I want to thank all the mums and dads for sending you along every Sunday morning. You know, it wouldn't be much fun, us Sunday school teachers, coming to Sunday school with no boys and girls there, so we're really glad that the parents have sent the children along. We really appreciate it. Now, when we came back from COVID, we didn't know how many boys and girls would turn up at Sunday school. And I said, you know, going out that morning, the first morning, I said, well, if we get 40, maybe 50 boys or girls, we'd be doing really, really well. And, you know, 90 children turned up that first morning, so we were really blessed. And since then, it has grown. And we have, as Mr. Park was saying, we've got about 120 now. So we are really indebted to the parents for sending the boys and girls along every Sunday morning. And of course, I want to thank our teachers as well. We've got 20 teachers, and they all work very hard with the children. And we really appreciate everything that they do. But tonight, I would like to thank especially Elaine and Melody for all the work that they have done pulling everything together for this special day. Now, we also want to thank others who help, like our bus drivers and our bus conductors that get the children here safely every Sunday morning. This year has been a bit different. Our Sunday school year changed. We started in September, finished in June, which is different from what we used to do. And we had some new things in Sunday school as well. We had our Bring a Friend Day, and we had 26 new children there on that Bring a Friend Sunday. And we all got donuts and cookies, and that was good as well. And we had as well something different. A week or so ago, we had our first Sunday school football tournament. And it was a lovely dry night on the Monday night, a lovely dry night on the Tuesday night, rained on the Wednesday night. nice dry night on the Thursday night, and guess what night our football tournament was on? Yes, it was on the Wednesday night, but we had a good time with all the boys and girls, and we learned some lessons that night about what side of the line we should be on, didn't we? Yes, do you remember that? Good. Now, something else new this year. For the first time ever, we had a special class in our Sunday school. We had the Ukrainian class, and we had a really good time with all the boys and girls from Ukraine, and we want to thank Elaine especially, because she took on the task, not saying she volunteered for it, but she took on the task of teaching the Ukrainian children, and of course she was helped out with Elisa and Katrina and Tanya and Anastasia. They all gave her a hand as well, and we really appreciate that. So, we're looking forward during the summer to our youth challenge and also to Sunday school camp. So if you haven't got your forms in for Sunday school camp, then please do that soon. Now, we've come to our prizes, and I know this is what you've all been looking forward to. And usually I would ask Mrs. Park to come and help me give out the prizes. But I'm going to now do something that I am going to suffer for the rest of my life. Mrs. Park isn't going to be able to be here tonight, so I'm going to ask my wife if she would come up and help me with the prizes. Okay. And I know, being a good, obedient wife, she will not refuse. So, here we go. And boys and girls, can I say, when you go to bed tonight and you say your prayers, pray for me, okay? Stand over here. Right, every year we have shields for those who have full attendance. And usually we have 15 or 16 boys and girls who have full attendance. But this year, because of COVID, there was lots of kids off isolating and not able to come to Sunday school. But we have four who managed to dodge COVID and were there every single day, and we really appreciate that. So full attendance to Byron McKinney. Where's Byron? Well done, Byron. And Naomi Johnston. Well done, Naomi. And Leah Atkinson. Well done, Leah. And Keegan Milligan. Well done, Keegan. Now, I also heard today that two of our full attenders, Byron and Leah, have just been made prefects in their school. So, congratulations to you two for that. Right, we're going to start with the rest of our prizes. I'm going to shout out your name and just come up as quickly as you can, and we'll get you your prize. Cassia Park, Jaden McGuckin, and Holly Kane. Jaden and Holly. Quinn Hannah, Susanna Park, and Willow. Is Willow here? Yeah. Well done, Willow. Quinn. And that's Willow. And that's Susanna. Is Austin here? Okay, Austin, up you come. Good man. Jasper Smith. Jasper here? No, not here. Zach McConaughey, Charlotte Thompson, and Emily Walker. Exactly. There's Charlotte. Is Emily here? No. Charlotte. Emily's not here, no. Harry Moore, Cohen Milligan, and James Watley. Cohen over there. And that's James. Ellie Hanna, Daniel McClelland, and Daniel Newell. That's Ellie. That's Daniel McClelland there. And that's Daniel Newell. What? Oh, that's okay. Kyle Connor and Seth Hegarty. Jake Borland, Tommy Watley, and Lewis Elliott. It's Lewis. Charlie Newell, Calvi Brenly, and Seth Campbell. Oh, Calvi's here, you're not Calvi in a check shirt. Charlie's Newell. And you take Seth's. That's okay. Eva Taylor, Casey Connor, and Robert Watley. Yeah. That's Robert. Ruben Borland, Lexi McGookin, and Preston Milligan. That's Ruben. Lexa and Preston, Mrs. Preston here. Mrs. Preston. Ethan McGowan, James McCauley, and Alex Kane. This is Ethan. That's Alex. Oh, James isn't here. Austin Craig, Elijah Walker, and Danielle McLeister. Elijah. We'll get them to them later. Okay. Caleb McConaughey and Charlie Borland. Leah Elliott, Emily Greer, and Eden Hanna. That's Emily, and that's Eden. I'll get come to me afterwards, okay, because it's down here somewhere. That's great. Kate McLeister, Taylor Elliott, and Casey McGookin. That's Casey McGookin there. He'll take it for Miss Taylor Elliott. Ava Fletcher, Daniel Archibald, and Michael McClelland. There's Ava. Daniel Archibald. There's Michael McClelland. Kai McClure, Harry Elder, and Byron McKinney. That's Kai McClure. Keegan Milligan, Arthur Newell, and Andrew Archibald. That's Arthur Newell with his red pink blue shirt. Andrew Archibald. Faye Campbell, Skylar Christie, and Haley Jane Gray. Isabella Stewart, Kyle Blair, and Kelsey Gallagher. That's Isabella. Bethany Fletcher, Amy Miller, and Daniel Pickin. Bethany Fletcher. Is that Amy? Yeah, Amy. Yeah. Daniel's not here. Millie Blair, Joshua Fletcher, and Lewis McConaughey. Andrew McConaughey, Matthew McAfee, and Tristan Smith. So who? Andrew McConaughey. There we go, Andrew. Matthew McAfee's not here. Sarah Halliday, Ellie Miller, and Lily McGowan. So that's Leah Atkinson, Lydia Owens, and Jemima Owens. Adam Archibald, Katrina Nickel, Jessica Craig, that's Jessica coming over there, Grace Glenn, Talisha Christie, and Sky Craig. Talisha, that's Sky there. New Sky. Alisa Nickel, Toby McCauley, and Catherine McCauley. That's Catherine's everything. Scott Blair, Sarah Glenn, and Rebecca Blair. Oh, Sarah Glenn, Scott's not here, I don't think. Alicia Morrison, Naomi Johnston, and Sophie McCauley. Abby Halliday, Cherith Galt, and Sarah Johnston. Joa Owens, Elijah Owens, and Jordan McCauley. Jordan's hiding up there somewhere. Luke McCauley. Don't know where he's hiding, but he's... Is Tyler here? Tyler here now today? No. Okay. Now, that's the easy part. And now we have come to the prizes from our Ukrainian friends. So while it was not too bad reading out all those names, I am going to cheat somewhat here. So I'm not going to bother with the surnames, just the first names, so as I don't get into any problems. Vika. Vika, yes. Mark. Where's Mark? Mark. Ruslan. Where's Ruslan? Daniel. Daniel. Timothy. Dennis. And Anita. Dennis. Valentine. Not that Valentine. That's not Pastor Valentine. Anastasia, and that's Anastasia Boskov. Nastia. Sveta. Ilya. Varvara. Rostalev. Veronica. Roma. And David. I haven't left anybody out, have I? Everybody got, yeah? Okay. Now we've got... now we have got the prizes for our Bible class. So I'm going to call them out as quickly as I can, and if you could all just come up together. William McDermott, Lewis McCauley, Ben Galt, Aaron Johnson, Gemma Halliday, Kerry Halliday, Tara Morrison, Isaac Atkinson, Joshua Park, Rebecca Ray, Chloe McCauley, Samuel Bold, Aaron Galt, Chrissy Blair, and Jonathan Ray. Okay, so... Thank you. Now, we're almost there. Thank you for your patience, but we have just got a few prizes here for a few boys and girls who as yet haven't started Sunday school, but they're very faithful at coming to church each Sunday. So, Seth Moore, okay. Ada Hegarty. Is Ada here? Or somebody for Ada? Ezra Hegarty. Martha Joy Moore, Robin Morrison, and Gideon Gibson, Gracie McConaughey, and Daniel Gibson. So, here it is. Ezra. And Martha Joy. Martha Joy. And Gracie. There she is. That's it. Okay, well, thank you very much for your patience. And thank you, Helen, for helping me out. It's so interested in that book, he wants to get it read right away. Now, in a few moments, we're going to go out for our tea, but just before we do, there's one important announcement that I want to make. And I'm actually going to ask Mervyn just if he would come up to the front here, because I need him to help me out on this one. So, many of you may not know, but our pastor is going to be celebrating a very special birthday while we're away in Romania. And no doubt in Romania, I will be trying to sing happy birthday to him, and it will sound absolutely dreadful. So, it's a special birthday. I'll not tell you what age he is.
Well, it's the second anniversary of his 30th.
Something like that, yes. We figured that out.
So we didn't tell his age.
Didn't tell his age. So we knew that you would all want to get an opportunity to sing happy birthday to him. Sometimes we do it out in the fellowship area, but we thought we'd do it as a congregation tonight. So Mervyn is going to lead us, and we're all going to sing happy birthday to our pastor. Give thanks. Right, I want you all to be nice and still. Shh. I want you to fold your arms, bow your heads, close your eyes, just the same as you do in Sunday school. We're going to close in prayer, give thanks for the food, and then we'll be able to go and enjoy the good things that have been prepared. Heavenly Father, we thank thee for thy goodness to us this day. We thank thee for all the boys and girls and the help that you gave to them as they took part in the service both this morning and this evening. We thank thee for the truths that we learned from thy word today. And, O Lord, we just pray for the children who know and love thee, that they will go on to love thee more, have a love for thy word, a love for the things of God. And Lord, for those who do not know thee yet as Saviour, O Lord, we pray that even today they might come and put their trust in thee. So, Lord, we give thee thanks for this food that has been prepared. We pray that thou wilt be with us as we fellowship together, and we'll be careful to give thee the praise, the honour, and the glory for all that thou dost do. Amen. Right, so if we can go out through the doors to the fellowship area, the boys and girls will get their food and then go to the church hall, and I'd ask as many of the Sunday school teachers as possible if they could go out to the hall and help supervise the boys and girls. And the mums and dads, your food will be served in the fellowship area. Thank you.
To come and get them for the yes. other.